This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the legislation awaiting action next year.
The proliferation of illegal gaming machines that is going on right now currently in our state is something that needs to be addressed.
Senate Bill 10 relates to illegal gaming machines. Sponsor, Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan, explained similar legislation back on January 14th to the Missouri Senate Government Reform Committee.
These games, these machines are being touted as legal, that they're skirting underneath, you know, loopholes in the law. Obviously, we feel that's wrong. The Missouri Gaming Commission has looked at these machines. They are the authority on legal gaming in this state. They have deemed them to be illegal.
Next year will mark the third for such legislation.
It is important to me, obviously, you know, to protect not only what I believe is a loss of revenue to the state, the education fund. We've seen a diminished return because of these games that are out there. The voters approved years ago the lottery. Those dollars go towards the education. These revenues is being derived from these games is not being collected in that manner. It's not going to education to begin with.
Senator Schatz says he wants to establish enforcement rules.
What this bill does is try to address giving the authority of the Gaming Commission to investigate those who are violating state gaming laws, ultimately revokes those individuals' liquor license who continue this process. It also adds prohibition to these establishments for participating in the future and ultimately removes their ability to participate in lottery at that point.
Several pre-filed bills for 2021 are new versions of measures from previous years.
I also want to talk to you about PDMPs. These are the Prescription Drug Monitoring Programs.
Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, or PDMP, proposals remain top of mind for many lawmakers. Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says St. Louis County remains a connecting hub for the state.
In many counties around the state, they're starting to put in their own prescription drug monitoring programs so that they can attach to each other within the state of Missouri so that doctors and pharmacists can understand if someone seems to be doctor shopping for medications that they should not be getting, maybe to sell out on the open market, maybe because somebody has become addicted to a drug and we need to help.
She adds, this measure has been introduced for several years.
Just a reminder that these prescription drug monitoring programs exist throughout the nation. As a matter of fact, we are the only state in the nation without this prescription drug monitoring program that not only lets us know when patients are abusing their access to a prescription, but when doctors are overprescribing or when pharmacists are providing more than they should be.
The first regular session of the 101st General Assembly will start at noon on Wednesday, January 6th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.